Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Nick, how are you?
I'm okay. Just a little bummed out.
I can hear it in your voice. You're a little sad because you haven't heard anything back after your first date with Jamie. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I wish I knew what happened. I mean, okay. We hung out a little over a week ago, and she hasn't returned any of my messages or calls or nothing.
All right, well, tell us what you did on the date. Let's see if we can track her down.
I mean, nothing really over the top. I mean, I didn't want to come on too strong, so we just went out for a few drinks.
Okay, so like a happy hour type deal. Did anything, you know, strange happen that, you know, we think that Jamie wouldn't want to call you back?
I don't know. I mean, the bartender was pretty good looking. And she might have caught me checking her out. I don't know, though.
Right. Oh, dang. Wait, you were staring at the bartender?
Not staring, just trying to get an occasional glance in.
And you think Jamie may have noticed you doing that? Why did?
I don't know if she did, but okay. That's the only thing I can think of that might have been a turn off.
Did her mood change at any point in time, or is like, hey,
eyes over here?
Yeah, I'm the one you're on the date with,
no.
Or anything? Or
no? Okay. Nothing like that. No.
And what is it, Nick, about Jamie? Why do you want to see her again so badly for a second date?
I don't know. I just really enjoy talking to her. She's super smart. And also very funny. I admire what she does. She works a nonprofit and helps people. I really admire that.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. As you know, Nick, we're going to call Jamie. If she answers, agrees to come on with us, hopefully try to figure out why she's not getting back to you. I hope it's not the bartender.
Me too.
Reason. Because yeah. I think it'll be over fast. But who knows?
All right. Let's call. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jamie, please?
Yes, this is she.
Yeah, hi, Jamie. Bear with me for a second. It's not a sales call or anything like that. We're actually on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf. It's Thunder and PT. And we're asking you if you would have a moment to talk to us. We were wondering if you had any plans on calling Nick back for a second date.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah,
he's wondering what you thought of the date, you know, just, what happened.
Okay, yeah, this is so embarrassing.
Okay, so he just wants to know if he did something wrong, Jamie, because he would love
he didn't do anything wrong. He said he doesn't want to have kids.
Okay, and you obviously want to.
Yes, I mean, I'm, you know, not next week, but eventually, yes.
So did this come up on the date?
Oh, we were talking about our families, and his family has a lot of kids, and he was just like, well, thank God I'm never having kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, why not? And yeah. He was just like, well, I don't want to spend 18 years of my life, you know, being responsible for children. But it is something that I want.
And you obviously made that pretty clear to him then.
Or did you just not want to?
Yeah. It was on my profile, and it wasn't on his profile. And then, yeah, I feel like it should have been.
Listen, Jamie, Nick contacted us, and he loved his first day with you and had a great time, and I know he'd love to see you again, and maybe this is a misunderstanding, and would you allow us to conference Nick in, because I think he's listening on the other line, and he, I'm sure, would have something he'd like to add to this or say in his defense. If you just had one more moment, would you consider that?
Sure.
Good. Please stay with us. Yeah. Hold on right there.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Nick. We're back on. Were you able to hear Jamie right there, Nick?
I was. Yeah, Jamie. I didn't know you were so serious about having kids. And why didn't you say something then?
Hey, I didn't want to get into it like on a first date. You know, it seemed like that would be a bit much.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't want to have them. I just can't see myself as a dad.
Well, I'm
sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I am ultimately looking for someone who would want to raise children with me.
Yeah,
yeah, Nick.
I understand.
Jamie told us, Nick, and you were listening. She said she put this on her dating profile. You knew this about Jane. I mean, if you had read her profile a little closer, you'd realize that she wanted to have kids.
Yeah, sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes they can change their mind, though.
But then you could change your mind, too. Like, because, you know, you're deciding you don't want to have kids, but maybe that changes when if and when you'd have a relationship with Jamie or anybody else.
I've just seen what my friends go through, and it's just horrific, honestly.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, yeah, Jamie, I understand your frustration because you put this on your profile and Nick obviously missed
it.
So it's kind of like a waste. Did you feel like, wow, this whole thing is kind of a waste of time?
Yeah, after that, absolutely.
Yeah.
But before that, you were enjoying it.
Yeah.
I guess the question is here, can you just go out and date if one person doesn't want to have kids? Is that just absolutely a deal breaker from the very start? Or do you kind of pursue it and just kind of see where it goes?
Right.
And for you, Jamie, absolutely, that's a no. No, I don't want to waste my time with anybody who doesn't want to have children. Why would I waste my time on any guy and going out with them when the guy that does want to have children might be right around the corner?
Absolute. It's not worth my time.
Got it. Okay. All right, Nick. Well, there you have it. If you would have read the profile a little closer, you would have known this was going to come from Jamie. And there may be something to, you know, maybe Jamie should have asked you before she wasted her time on going out on a date.
Yeah, I appreciate you trying, but, you know, sometimes, I mean, you can practice like you're going to have kids.
Okay. I don't think that was, maybe it was
Jamie,
somebody.
I mean, you know, you mentioned that it's like kind of a difficult topic to bring up, but I think you can just say like, hey, like, I want to have kids. If they don't want to have kids, you can tell them that.
I mean, it's a no from me, so I actually have to get to work.
Yeah, so. Okay. Yeah, sorry, Jay. Okay, yeah, sorry. All right, well, of course. Listen, we appreciate you both. This was a tough one this morning. Nick, you got your answer. Jamie, thank you so much for picking up and telling us. And I think the question might be, if you don't want to have kids, do you need to put that on your dating profile?
You might cut down on some wasted dates like this one.
But I think maybe Jamie should have said somewhere on that profile or her profile on this dating site, which seemed to be more for relationships than just maybe hooking up. Don't bother contacting me if you don't want to have children.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, again, from the show that never makes babies, thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Two nights, two different lineups, one massive show.
I'm going to need some whiskey glasses.
Morgan Wallen comes to U.S. Bank Stadium in April.
Because I got better since you got gone.
On the 10th, Thomas Rhett will be joining us. On the 11th, Hardy.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck.
To win yours, you just have to figure out the secret sound. We'll play 7-10 and 8-10 on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.